Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Here we are in season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We have a special co-star here today. My son came home from school. I had the day off today from the city. If you hear sounds in the background, you know why. We are here in the mishnah of Perek Dalet, Mishnah Chavted. Chapter 4, paragraph 29, finishing off chapter 4, finishing off Perek Dalet, then we'll move over to chapter 5 and chapter 6, and God willing, finish with the end of the school year before we take our big summer hiatus and come back with a new commentary, a new season, new explanations, hopefully in the fall, God willing, and Ritz Shemli Neder. So let's look at Dalet Chavte. Here we're talking about the different aspects of things that are out of our control, how things are really up to Hashem, how really Hashem causes people to be born. Causes people, lo aleinu, after 120 to pass away. Everything is really up to Hashem's control. Hu haya amar, he used to say, hayulodim lamus, the newborn will die after 120 years, everyone should be zocha, vehamesim l'chayos, the dead will live again, t'chiyat hamesim, vehachayim lidom, the living will be judged after 120, leida, lehodia ulehi vada, to know and to be known and to make known, in order that they know, to make known and become aware that he is the God, Shehu El, Hu HaYotzer, Hu HaBori, Hu HaMivin, Hu HaDayan. He is the God, he is the fashioner, he is the creator, he is the discerner, he is the judge. Hu HaEid, Hu Baal Din, Hu Asid Ladun. He is the discerner, the judge, the witness, the plaintiff, and he will judge. Baruch Hu, blessed is he, Shein Lefan of Lo Alva, Lo Shechecha, Lo Masoponim. Blessed is he, there is no iniquity, no forgetfulness, no favoritism before him. V'lo mas upon him, he doesn't accept bribery. V'lo mikach shochad, shakol shelo, it doesn't take any bribery, everything is his. V'da, and you should know, shakol lefi acheshbon, everything is according to the reckoning. V'ayav tichacha yitzircha shehashol beis manos lach, don't think. Don't let your Yetzirah, don't let your evil inclination promise you and tell you that the grave will be an escape for you. Sha'al karachacha atonot tsar, because against your will you were created. V'al karachacha atonolad, against your will you were born. Al karachacha atachai, against your will you live. V'al karachacha atames, against your will you pass away, hopefully after 120. V'al karachacha atada sidlitein din v'cheshbon ofei melech, ma'achei amlachem akadosh baruch hu, and against your will you're destined to give an account before God, the one God who rules over all other kings, the Holy One, blessed is he. It's an interesting Mishnah talking about the idea that Hashem is the God. He doesn't take anything, doesn't need anything, there's no forgetfulness before him, and everything is out of our control. I used to have a problem with the phrase, against your will you live, because what about the people, lo aleinu, that decide not to? But then I realized over the years that everything is according to the cheshbon. Hashem decides everything. So a person may think that they're taking matters into their own hands, they're making decisions in their own hands throughout their life, but really Hashem knows all. Hashem knows the decisions you will make, Hashem knows what will happen down the road. Doesn't mean you don't have free choice. It's like watching a baseball game that was recorded on a Sunday, but you watched it on Monday. Does that mean that you know, you heard that the Mets won? Does that mean you have any choice in how to choose what the Mets did? The Mets still had choice whether to catch the ball or throw the ball or make the person out or not. You just know what will happen, what the outcome of the event will be, but you're not changing the event itself by knowing the result of the outcome. You watch the game a day later, even though we already know the Mets won, you watch what happened as it unfolds. So people still have the choice to do good or bad. Obviously, everything is from Hashem. Hashem knows all. Everything is in Hashem's hands except for choosing bad and good. Hashem allows you to choose bad or good. He'll know what you'll choose, but he still allows you to make the choice. Make sure in your life you're able to make the right choices, the good choices, that you make sure that everything is in the realm of Torah, in the realm of mitzvot, in the realm of ches, in the realm of making a good name for yourself and for the world around us, that we're being the Kadoshim Shemaim as best as we can. It's a little bit of a long commentary, so stay with me and stay with my co-host as well. So behold, the Sforno points out that they will live again. The newborn are destined to die after 120, hopefully, and ultimately the dead will live again. Renewed beings will emerge from them. As it is written, Ve'el afaram yishuvun tishalach ruchacha yibare'un usachadesh p'nei adama. To their dust they will return. When you send forth your breath, they are created and you renew the surface of the earth. That comes from Tehillim. This manner of existence, which cannot be preserved unless there is a constantly revolving cycle, would be meaningless unless their purpose, the purpose of all those born and all those renewed, is to be judged by Hashem, who will determine whether or not they fulfill their purpose for which they were given existence. The purpose of newborn people must be to contemplate and know Hashem. For the outcome of knowledge is to appreciate this, which is the most exalted of every possible outcome of knowledge. The purpose of constant return in a cycle is to make known his existence to lonely men through the constant cycle of existence and deterioration. For this will obligate the one who contemplates to advance through the speculation and study to recognize the existence of a first cause. The objective of divine justice in this world, to the extent that justice in the internal world does not suffice, is to teach this truth to the living. When I say lay da, in order that they know, I mean to say that the intent of the Creator is for man to know that he is God and that he is omnipotent, to recognize his absolute power to control creation, and to acknowledge that there is none like him in any realm of the ability to act. For all the purpose of all existence is that man should realize that this aspect of knowledge is the most exalted of all aspects of knowledge. When we say lahodia, to make known, the intention was that he who is the cause of all existence intended that lowly beings should acknowledge that he is the Creator who ordered nature after creation in such a manner that what exists evolves from what exists through a continuous cycle by comprehending through their speculative analysis the existence of the cause who plants his conclusion. Thereby they will know the knowledge that he is the God, he is the Creator. Before we continue, the notes point out the verse in Tehillim, quoted by Sforno, was interpreted by Radak, alluding to the resurrection of the dead, Dechias HaMesim, when the original physical beings will be renewed and brought back to life. This is what it means when it says, you send forth your breath, they are created anew, bringing back the old decayed bodies from the grave to the surface of the earth, there to be renewed. So our sages teach us in Sanhedrin, and Bar Tanura, and others agree that our Tana is speaking of the Dechias HaMesim. But the Sforno interprets this verse differently. He's of the opinion, it refers to the recurrent, unceasing cycle of nature as discussed by the Rambam in Mishnah Torah, Yesodei Torah, where he states all entities are constantly returning to their elemental state in a cycle. The question becomes, what's the purpose of man's existence and of his recurrence? He explains, Rabbi Elazar teaches, each person was created for the purpose of knowing God, living one's life in keeping with his unique mission. The only living creature created in the image of God is man. Regarding this, man will be judged. The Sforno proceeds to explain the balance of Rabbi Elazar's teaching. God is all-knowing, and as such, he serves as the plaintiff, the witness, and the judge when man stands before the bar of heavenly justice. God's judgment is fair, but the reckoning is a demanding one, for justice must be executed. The person's mitzvahs cannot cancel out transgressions. Even though he's rewarded for mitzvahs, let not man be deluded into thinking that death and burial is the last chapter. He has to give the accounting. Make sure you have more mitzvahs than averos. When you talk about becoming aware, it means one should know that God directs and watches over the deeds that Hashem will put into law. He's the witness. He's aware of all the deeds, whether in private or public. Hashem is the judge. He will bring justice to the world. He's the plaintiff. He will arrange that justice will come out, and he will hold accountable anybody in life. He will judge in the eternal life, because the attribute of justice in this world is not complete, but it is waiting for the next world. I'm thinking about the ideas like the matter of Sadek Varalo, Rasha Vatovo, the righteous facing adversity while the wicked prosper. This deficiency cannot be according to the statutes of God, because before him there's no iniquity, forgetfulness, or favoritism. These failings are only in man, but not by Hashem. He doesn't accept bribery. The performance of a mitzvah cannot cancel transgression, because everything is his. When you do a mitzvah, you give him nothing that's truly yours, that he should cancel the consequences of your sin. Also, even if you fulfill many mitzvahs and study much Torah, you have to make sure that it's good in your life more than you do bad. The more good you do, the more you will be adding goodness to your life, the more you'll give life to your soul. Don't let your evil inclination think that you could get away with things, because even after 120, you're still going to have to be reckoned for what you did. Hashem will make sure that we will be judged after 120 years in order to understand what is going on in your whole life. Man's state is that he lives against his will. Hashem causes him to be continually living, and a person should make sure that his life is as good as possible so that he'll desire life and not want death. Understand that you are going to be coming after 120. Hopefully you will stand up to what Hashem will bring to you. He'll ask you different questions, such as, did you learn Torah? Did you make sure that you did your business honesty in business? Did you try to have children? Did you try to make sure to wait for Mashiach? Were you living up to your namesake? So according to this mission, according to many of the Mishnahs, make sure to make the most of your days. Make sure to make the most of your moments and your seconds and your minutes and your life of your years, in order that you'll be able to account yourself before Hashem that you lived a life in a good way, in the best way possible, every single day. Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha Amaratz Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael Avikach Chirgam Lam Torah Mitzvah Shinamar Donai Chavetz Masugo Yodio Torah Vyadir. Rabbi Chanani teaches us Hashem wanted to give us lots of merit, lots of Torah, lots of mitzvahs, where it's given to us in abundance for us to get those Torah, get those mitzvahs. Everyone can find the Torah mitzvahs they apply to and they like and can cleave to. Hashem wanted Israel to be great and glorious, and that's why He gave us so many mitzvahs, so many abilities to be able to do so in this life. Join us next time as we begin the next parak here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.